Probe it lead court approval. We have a question that came in, and let's get into it together. This question says, the executor mentioned an attorney. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11 Days Challenge. On this episode, we're talking about probate lead court approval. We have a question that came in and let's get into it together. This question says, the executor mentioned an attorney must go to court to approve any contract of sale before a judge to assure the estate gets a fair market value, and that there should be a clause in the sales agreement that the agreement is subject to approval by the court. First probate lead, congratulations, trying to figure out how a wholesaler would assign a contract with a probate lead. Thanks. Now, let's dive into this. First of all, you need to understand who are we talking about. Probate leads. Probate leads is another source of leads for people who want to make money from real estate wholesaling, wholesale real estate in general. What is wholesale real estate? It's basically the heart and the science of finding deeply discounted real estate properties, locking them under contract, and then selling the right to execute such contract to investors who may want to buy the property to fix and flip, to fix it up and put it in the market and sell, or fix it up and hold on to it for potential passive residual income in the future. You want to build a portfolio. To flip such contract for a fee is a very lucrative business model. It's how I started my business. I closed my first deal back in December 2005. You can make anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000, averaging $25,000-$30,000 in my market. But you know, as long as you're making money, you're doing it in consistent basis, you can make a lot of money. So that's what wholesaling is about. So one of the sources of leads, because it's essentially, like I said, it's about finding deeply discounted properties. So you have to find people who are willing to sell at a discount. And usually those are people that have a reason, life event that has happened in their life, and they have to get rid of a property. It could be a pre-foreclosure, it could be a foreclosure. Pre-foreclosure, divorce, life events that's very unfortunate for the most part, but causes a person to want to get rid of a property at a cheap price, not the regular price, but cheaper. The property has become a liability. One of those sources of leads is unwanted inheritances. So somebody, there's a death in the family, maybe a parent, an older person, and they have a property that has been inherited by some kind of heir or family member, son, children, but they don't want the property. As you know, for the most part, nobody really wants to inherit a property in other town, in other cities, other states. They also don't want to get involved in trying to fix it and get a full price for it. So because of that, people will call investors such as myself and say, hey, can you pay cash price? Can you pay, what's your price? You know, I just need to get rid of it. They just want to collect a little bit of cash, move on. All right. Some of them will say, no, we want full price, whatever it's worth. A lot of them will say, hey, well, what's your price? Yeah, let's just get it done. And then, let's say the property is worth $150,000 on a regular market. They may be willing to walk away with $70,000. And you may say, hey, but it's going to cost me $20,000 to repair it. Can you give me that money? They say, yeah, for $50,000? Yeah, let's just get it done. And then you just picked up a $150,000 property. For $50,000, you can fix it up for that $20,000. That's $70,000 in total cost. And then you can flip it to the regular market and make a quick $80,000, right? Just like that, right? As an investor. But maybe you don't want to do the work. but you secured the deal. You found the lead, right? You found the person looking to sell. So you locked it under contract for $50,000. You take that property, that contract rather, right? And then you sell that contract to an investor who is actually going to do the work. You can sell it for $5,000, right? That means they have to pay your $50,000 to the actual seller, and then they pay you $5,000. Let's say you sold it for $20,000. That means they make $60,000 at the end of it. It's still a good deal, as you can imagine, right? So that's what probate lead is. So probate is the process of taking a person that inherits a property, a person that dies without a proper will, right? They have to go through a court system to determine who is going to have the right to sell the property, who's the executor and stuff like that. So that's where this question came in from. It's very important that you understand that before we can really dissect the question. So let me go through the question again. Question says, the executor mentioned an attorney must go to court to approve any contract of sale. In a lot of states, in a lot of situations, that's also true, okay? But really, that has nothing to do with you. It's just a process, okay? Before a judge to assure the estate gets a fair market value. Well, a fair market value is a fair market value. You see, there's this assumption that investors get out in the market and try to get a property for less than fair market value. No, you can still pick up a really good deal, a discounted price, and it's still fair market value. Keep in mind that sometimes the property needs work. If it needs work, it's only fair to ask to buy it for a lot less than what it would be worth after you repair it, right? So what about the pain, the sweat value, and the process of going through all of that to fix the property? All of those things have value. What about the idea that you get in the marketplace and find this kind of deals and leads, right? That's value. That's serious value for the investors that may not have time to find this kind of deals. You find it for them, you make 10, 20 grand for finding the deals. So there's nothing wrong with that. What if you're the person that helps find the investor who is going to pick up a property, which is what we cover here, so you can save a lot of money on that market with your hard-earned dollars, right? What if that's what you do? There's value in that because, again, you're making the you're helping the transaction come to life. So let's continue here. So fair market value doesn't mean it's not discounted price. Just keep that in mind. And that there should be a clause in the sales agreement that the agreement is subject to approval by the court. That's fine. It's just a little statement on the contract that says, hey, the contract is subject to court approval. Remember that this is not the only deal you would depend on. Or let me say lead, because it's not really a deal until you close, right? It's a lead. It's a person that's interested in selling you a property. You've agreed on the price. You can agree on prices outside of the court. However, the court needs to approve it, okay? So that doesn't stop you from putting your offer in. Whatever your offer is supposed to be, that's what you will still put in. And then they can take it to the court and get the court approval. If the actual executor, the person that's in control of this situation outside of the court, does not approve on the price, it's not a big deal. You keep it moving. You have a lot more leads. If you're following my lead, you will have a lot more leads to work in your business. You should not depend on one lead. You should not just find a house around the corner and say, this is going to be the deal. 99% chance, 0.999, it's not going to be your first deal. Okay? It's going to be, this game is about finding, generating leads. Okay? Learning how to generate leads and then working those leads until they close. A lot of your leads will not become a deal. So it's very important that you understand now before you get too far into one lead that will never close and you've wasted a lot of time that you could have used to generate a lot of leads, right? So just keep that in mind, it's a numbers game. If it was easy, if everybody just find the lead and they're closing like that, everyone will be doing this game, all right? But the truth of the matter is that that's not the case, okay? So the subject to approval by the court, yeah, that needs to be on the contract a lot of times. All you have to do is put it on the contract, let them go submit it, and you focus on continuing to generate more leads, okay? Because now the person says first probate lead. Your first, well, you're not in the game. You need to generate 100 probate leads as fast as humanly possible. Continue the process like that, like that. It's a pipeline. You need to have a pipeline mindset. If you have a one deal away mindset and you don't have that under proper context, you will fail, because it's very, very 99.999 chance it's not gonna be a deal, okay? So try to figure out how a wholesaler would assign a contract with the private lead. Same thing, you know, you lock in the contract, you get it approved, and then once you get it approved, you can figure the rest out, okay? Everything else can be figured out. Get it approved by the court, and then once it's approved, they call you back and say, hey, we got your price approved, and then you can figure the rest out. There's no need to figure anything else out until you understand that this is your first probate lead. Congratulations to you. Now let's go get 99 more and follow through the same process, right? So if you're interested in learning how to generate more and more leads, especially leads that are already approved, so you don't have to worry about this kind of craziness. Basically, what I help you with, like I said earlier, I'm the creator of the 11 Days Challenge. And basically what I help you is you skip 80% of the hustle of figuring out all this craziness. You can make six figures or more income per year with or without closing deals, and then use that same process to 10 times, close 10 times more deals, okay? If that's what you're interested in, go right now, go download this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Go download it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I will give you this absolutely for free. Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book. Happy New Year to you again. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one.